We're doing Gemara Brachos, we're up to Chavdalad Amid Aleph, the two dots, about 12, 13 lines on the bottom. Amar B'Yitzchak, Tefach B'Isha Erva. A tefach, a hands width, of a woman that's revealed is considered Erva, that if that's uncovered, then a person that's considered like an Erva is uncovered. So the Gemara says, Lamai, what are we talking about here? If you're talking to me about staring at a woman, taking in what you're seeing, that's called listakel. Listakel means to look with intent. When the Torah describes the jewelry they captured from the Midianites, so the Torah groups all the jewelry together. It describes the earrings together with the kumaz, which was a piece of jewelry that the women put on their private parts. So Rav Sheshet said, how come the pasuk groups together as though there's no discernment between the earrings and the necklace and the kumaz? The kumaz stands for kan mikom zima. This is where they'd be promiscuous with. That's what they so they wore jewelry down there too. You think it's a new thing that people pierce their bodies? So Rav Sheshet says, why does the pasuk enumerate the jewelry that's external with the jewelry that's most intimate? If the pasuk was telling you that if a person looks at a woman's body, even if he just looks at her pinky, but he looks with intent, so then halachically the Torah considers it like he's invaded her most private areas. That a person is not allowed to look with intent at a woman to take in her beauty, even at her pinky, doesn't matter. You're allowed to see, but you're not allowed to look at. You're not allowed to take in the person's beauty. So it can't be that when Rav Yitzchak said that a tefach is erva, it meant that you're not allowed to look at a tefach that's revealed. You're not allowed to look at anything. Even the pinky that's naturally revealed, you're not allowed to look at with intent. So what did Rav Yitzchak mean that a tefach is called erva? Ela be'ishto, we're talking about his wife, that if his wife is sitting next to him, meaning even his wife, and a part of her that's ordinarily covered is now uncovered. So then he may not read Kriya Shema v'likriyat Shema. The idea of a tefach is that a tefach of any part of her body that is ordinarily revealed, if that's uncovered, so then he may not read Shema next to her. If it's someone else, someone else's wife, even less than a tefach, says the Ramah. Amar Rav Chisda, now we have another line. Rav Chisda says, Shok b'isha erva. Oh, so this is a big line in Gemara. A woman's shok is considered erva. If a woman's shok is uncovered, you may not read Shema next to it. Okay, so what's a shok? So the pasuk says, "Shneimar." How do we know this from the pasuk? "Gali shok, reveal your shok. Ivrine arot, you'll pass through the rivers." The Navi is describing how, when the Jews will be exiled, they'll even have to reveal their shok. V'chtiv, tegal avotech v'gam terech el patech. And the pasuk describes it that their private parts, their shame, will be revealed. So you see that revealing of the shok is called erva. Okay, so what's the shok? So that's a big machlokes. Some people say shok is, some Rishonim say, shok is the bone that's between the kneecap and the ankle. And that's how some poskim say, so that's why in Bnei Brak, the Chazanish, and the Tilumi crowd here in Yerushalayim, they wear skirts that go down to the ankle, because the Gemara says the shok is not supposed to be revealed. So if the shok is the bone that's between the kneecap and the ankle, so that's what's not allowed to be revealed. Then the Mishnah Brura goes with the opinion that says shok is the thigh. That's the bone between the kneecap upward. From the kneecap upward, that's what's called erva. So all you got to do is wear a skirt that covers down to the knees. And that's the opinion that the Mishnah Brura brings, that many people go by. That's what has to be covered. That's what's prohibited from being revealed. So even though women wear a skirt that only covers the knee, well, they usually wear socks up to the knee or tights or whatever. They cover themselves up to the knee. But technically, that's a machlokas. What did the Gemara just say? Which bone is the shok?